The FBI in Peace and War. The FBI in Peace and War is brought to you by refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Enjoy chewing Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day as millions do. The lively, long-lasting flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste. The pleasant chewing adds enjoyment to whatever you're doing. Another great story based on Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, Last Will and Testament.
Well, there we are, Sam. Last will and testament of Samuel P. Ritter, died July 9th, 1952.
Ah, poor Sam. I sure do leave an awful lot of last wills and testaments, don't I?
You sure do.
It's a good thing I'm not superstitious. How many times did I die in 1952?
Six, the way I counted.
Seven with this one.
Uh-huh.
And, how many of those you think we can cash in on, Phil?
Well, the law of averages says four, and if we hit each one for a few thousand, we'd be doing all right.
People are awful suckers, aren't they?
Sure are.
Who are you going to tackle first?
Mr. and Mrs. Oliver Elkins are on the top of the list.
Ah, nice couple, the Elkins. She was a good cook. And why am I leaving them, my timberlands in Mexico?
No. I figured that you'd leave them full title to your silver mine in British Columbia.
Silver mine, huh?
Yeah.
I sure was a generous old coot, wasn't I?
Oh, one of the best, Sam.
Yeah, poor old me.
Poor old you.
Should we go downstairs and have a glass of beer on that?
Okay. But sign all of those wills first, Sam. I've got to get started first thing in the morning.
There are many types of swindles described in the files of your FBI, ranging from quick, on-the-spot tricks to elaborate schemes that take a year or more to unfold. Two of the wiliest practitioners of the elaborate scheme were Sam Ritter and his partner, Philip Harrington. Their plan was clever and carefully worked out. 6 months after Sam had visited a sucker, Phil turned up to carry out his end of the deal.
And as I understand it, Mr. Elkins, Mr. Ritter stayed here at your house for 6 or 7 days last spring sometime?
Yes, that's right, he did. You see, what happened was Mr. Ritter had a fall right outside there on that pavement, twisted his knee real bad.
Uh-huh. And you very kindly took him into your house.
Well, there was ice on my side.
Well, nevertheless, you treated Mr. Ritter like a guest. And from what he told me just before he passed on, you became quite good friends.
Oh, yes, he was a very interesting old gentleman. I enjoyed talking to him. Oh, here comes my wife. In the parlor, Nancy. She goes over to her sister's on Wednesday.
I see.
Nancy, this is Mr. Harrington. He's a lawyer, dear, but there's nothing to get upset about. This is my wife, Mr. Harrington.
How are you too, Mrs. Elkins?
Pretty well, thank you. Did you put the potatoes on, Oliver?
Yes, I did, dear.
We're having veal and scallop potatoes, Mr. Harrington. You're welcome to stay to supper.
No, I thank you. I have to get the late train back to Chicago.
Nancy, do you remember Mr. Ritter, the old gentleman who hurt his knee?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Ritter isn't in trouble, is he?
No, dear, he's not. Not now, anyway.
Mr. Ritter died 2 months ago, Mrs. Elkins.
Died? Oh, the poor dear. Oh, his heart, I'll bet anything. Such a nice old gentleman. He was only here a few days, but it was just like he was one of the family.
Well, that's how he felt about all of you, Mrs. Elkins.
Poor Mr. Ritter.
Which brings me to the purpose of my visit. Before Mr. Ritter died, he came to my office and asked me to make certain changes in his will.
Isn't it funny? We're having scalloped potatoes tonight, and that was his favorite.
Now, I'm going to ask both of you to read this will, but first I'll tell you in simple layman's language what it means.
A person can't be too careful of their heart, can they?
This means in simple language is that Mr. Ritter has bequeathed to you, Nancy Elkins, and to you, Oliver Elkins, full and irrevocable title to his high-range silver mine in the province of British Columbia.
But... he what?
He's given this mine to you and Mrs. Elkins. The rest of the estate goes to various charities. Mr. Ritter had no living relatives.
He left us a silver mine?
Yes, that's right.
But why?
Well, it tells you right here in the will, Mrs. Elkins. In payment for an unforgettable kindness, is the way he phrased it. Supposing we sit down and read the entire document. Then you'll both know what this is all about.
Hmm? Isn't it funny about those scalloped potatoes, Oliver? And I could just as easily have had hash brown. Poor Mr. Ritter. It's hard to believe he's gone.
After Phil Harrington had displayed the bait, it was part of the technique to withdraw and let the victims eye the tempting morsel. A little better than half fell for the scheme. But as each sucker looked at the prospect of easy money, there were always a number of pertinent questions.
Nancy, you asleep?
No, dear.
Me either.
It's all that coffee we drank, I guess. I tried counting sheep, but I couldn't concentrate.
No, me neither. Nancy...
What, dear?
Should we take a chance on it?
That's up to you, Oliver.
Well, $4,000 or $5,000 is a lot of money.
I know.
Of course, we could take it out of the savings bank and then put it back when the dividends come in. Couldn't we?
I guess so. But why does it cost so much, Oliver, just to get something that's supposed to belong to us anyway?
Well, you see, it's up in Canada, Nancy. That's why. Mr. Harrington will have to go up there and spend a lot of time on legal things. It's not like it was right here in this country.
No, I suppose it isn't.
Of course, we could relinquish our title, like he said, and then it wouldn't cost us anything.
I suppose we could.
I mean, after all, we never did expect to own a silver mine. It's not like we're losing anything.
No, it's not.
And Mr. Harrington said that nobody can guarantee dividends even on a good property.
I know.
But it would be nice, wouldn't it?
Especially if you didn't have to work so hard at the store.
And we could travel a little, maybe?
Yes, I'd like to travel.
Yeah, so would I.
$4,000 is a lot of money, Oliver. Of course, we would own the mine.
Yes, we would.
And there must be silver there. How else could it be a silver mine?
Oh, I guess that's right.
We never have taken a flyer on anything, have we, Oliver?
No, we haven't.
Most people do, one time or another, don't they?
I guess they do.
But $4,000...
Well, maybe we'd better go to sleep, Nancy.
Yes, we'd better, or you won't be good for anything in the morning.
Good night, dear.
Good night, Oliver. Have a good sleep.
Yes, I will. But I don't think I'd better have coffee before going to bed anymore. It's too stimulating.
Back to Last Will and Testament in just a moment. Friends, one reason it's a good idea to chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum every day is that it satisfies you without being rich or filling. You can chew Wrigley's Spearmint after meals, between meals, anytime, and as long as you want. You'll get your satisfaction from the delicious flavor and the natural, pleasant chewing. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is wholesome and good for you. So make your daily treat Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's a treat you can trust for healthful daily enjoyment. Always keep a package or two of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum handy in your purse or pocket. Be sure to get Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. Act two of tonight's story, Last Will and Testament.
In addition to furnishing all law enforcement agencies with descriptions of Ritter and Harrington and detailed advice on their methods of operation, we published wanted notices in post offices all over the country. A man in the town of Arborville, Illinois, recognized Ritter's picture and notified our field office. Agent Reynolds and I, who had been assigned to the case, hurried out to see this man.
Well, sir, you could have knocked me over with a feather when I saw that picture. I said to my sister, I said, Hazel, if that isn't the old man that stayed in our house last spring, I'll eat my hat.
Has your sister seen these other pictures, Mr. Clark?
Oh, sure. She says that's him, too.
Mr. Clark, would you tell us how Ritter happened to be a guest in your home?
Well, sure. I guess it was my fault, kind of. I was backing the car down the driveway one day last spring, and I was going real slow. But all of a sudden, I heard this thump like I hit something. I got out, and here's this old man lying on the grass. Boy, was I scared.
I can imagine you were.
I said, are you hurt, mister? And he said, I don't know. Help me into the house and we'll see. He was real nice about it.
He always is.
But what I don't get is, what's his racket if he's got one? He didn't cost me anything but food for a week. And my sister says he's the best company we ever had in the house. So what's the gimmick?
The gimmick varies with each victim, Mr. Clark. Have you been visited by a lawyer who told you that Ritter was dead?
No. He's dead?
No, he isn't. That's just part of the swindle.
You'll excuse me if I don't get it.
We'll explain the whole operation to you later, Mr. Clark. First, we want to find out how Ritter got into your house.
Well, that's how, by me bumping him with the car. I was so glad he wasn't going to sue me. He could have stayed in my place forever.
And he pretended to be injured.
Well, he stayed in bed most of the time, if that's what you mean.
Yes, that's what we mean.
He was faking, huh?
That's right.
How do you like that? Maybe I didn't even hit him with the car.
We're sure you didn't. It was all part of the act.
How do you like that? Wait till my sister hears this. After all those hot and cold compresses that she put on his knee, she sure is going to be burned up when she hears this, believe me.
As our interview with Mr. Clark continued, we realized that this was the break we'd been waiting for. Clark had just been treated to half of the swindle, and it was only a question of time before Harrington showed up. We asked Clark to notify us immediately when this happened, and he agreed to cooperate. We hoped, of course, that nothing would go wrong with the second half of the swindle.
Would that include everything, Oliver? $3,900?
Yeah, that's what Mr. Harrington said.
It's not as much as we first figured, is it?
No, not quite.
And even if we took it out of the savings bank... Oliver, are you listening to me? You haven't heard a word I said.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking about that book I read. Gee, Nancy, it must have been pretty exciting right after the Civil War when they found all that silver out in Colorado and Utah.
You would like to own the mine, wouldn't you?
I guess so, yes, but that money in the savings bank is for a rainy day.
We did take some out when we went on that trip 3 years ago.
Oh, so we did. Was that 3 years ago?
No. Wait, it wasn't. 4 years ago. October 48.
Four?
October 48, I remember.
You mean we haven't taken a trip for 4 years?
Guess not, Oliver.
We sure are a couple of stick-in-the-muds, aren't we?
Looks like it.
4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Time certainly does get along, doesn't it?
I guess it does.
First thing you know, we'll be as old as Mr. Ritter was, and then we'll never know what happened.
That's what I was thinking just this morning. Oliver, when Mr. Harrington calls tomorrow, let's tell him to go ahead.
You think that's best?
I do. Don't you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, Oliver.
Oh, now, let's not cry about it.
I'm not crying. I'm just happy. Aren't you happy?
Yes, of course. I'm very happy.
So am I. Oh, Oliver, wasn't it lucky the day poor old Mr. Ritter slipped on our pavement? Where would we be now if he hadn't?
Back to Last Will and Testament in just a moment. Friends, when you chew Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, that good, delicious chewing just naturally helps to keep your mouth clean, fresh, and sweet. The natural chewing action helps to clean your teeth. The lively, refreshing flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum sweetens your breath and gives your mouth a fresh, clean feeling. So you see, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum gives you more than chewing enjoyment and satisfaction. It's good, and it's good for you. Remember, too, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum is a long-lasting treat that satisfies you without being rich or filling. Get a few packages of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum next time you're at the store. Enjoy it often, every day, as millions of people do. And now, Act Three of tonight's story, Last Will and Testament.
Weeks after we had set up our plan with Mr. Clark, we received a phone call from his house notifying us that Philip Harrington had arrived on schedule. The call was made by Clark's sister, while Clark himself tried to keep Harrington busy in accordance with our instructions.
You mean Mr. Ritter left
All of that to me?
Yes, to you and your sister. 120,000 acres of virgin timber.
Well, I don't know why he did it, frankly.
Well, it's all there in the will, Mr. Clark. In payment for an unforgettable kindness, is the way he phrased it.
Well, what do you know about that? 120,000 acres. Say, where is this St. Felice?
About 200 miles south of Mexico City.
Mexico?
Uh-huh. Naturally, there'll be a certain amount of legal maneuvering to get the will through the Mexican court.
Yes, I imagine so. That could be sort of expensive, couldn't it?
Oh, no, not particularly. 3,000 or 4,000 should cover it easily. Oh, but we can discuss that on my next visit, Mr. Clark. In the meantime, if you and your sister will read this...
You're not going.
Well, I'm afraid so. I have some other calls.
But you can't go. I mean, wouldn't it be better if you explained all of this now so that we could understand?
Mr. Clark, if I may say so, you've had a busy day. Even good news can be quite tiring.
But I'm not tired, not a bit.
Well, I'll be back, let's say, next week, this time.
Well, you're not going to go without a cup of coffee.
I've already had 2 cups of coffee.
We have more cake, plenty of it.
Oh, thank you very much. I've got to be on my way.
But just a second.
What?
Will you write down the name of that place where the timber is so as I'll know?
All right, if you want.
Yeah, just a second till I get a pen.
I have one.
I'll find some paper.
Here's a piece.
Oh, so it is.
Yes. Yeah. There you are. St. Felice.
Was that the way you spell it? I thought it was P-H, like in Phyllis.
No, F as in fish. Well, goodbye, Miss Clark. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Is your sister...
She's making some more coffee. If you'll... Oh, there's the front doorbell. Stay there just a second, please, Mr. Harrington. Well, hello, Mr. Reynolds. I thought you'd never get here. Come on in. Mr. Harrington was just about to leave.
I'm glad you persuaded him to stay.
I thought I wasn't going to make it, believe me. Mr. Harrington, I want you to meet Mr. Reynolds. Reynolds is an agent of the FBI.
FBI?
Uh-huh.
You mean you were stalling?
Uh-huh. And believe me, I didn't think I was going to make it.
Well, you certainly have got your nerve, Clark.
I think so.
Will you and your sister come downtown with us, Mr. Clark?
Be glad to.
Clark, someday you'll be sorry you did this.
I'm sorry now. I just lost 120,000 acres of virgin timber, didn't I?
With Philip Harrington in custody, we questioned him daily on the whereabouts of Sam Ritter. But Harrington was stubborn. We might have been a long time in catching up with Ritter if certain events had not taken place. If Oliver and Nancy Elkins had not gone into the city to see Nancy's sister. And if they had not stopped afterward at a downtown restaurant for dinner.
What are you going to have, Oliver?
Oh, the scallops, I guess.
On the dinner?
Yeah, I guess so.
Oliver.
Uh-uh.
You mustn't be discouraged by what Muriel said.
I'm not discouraged, Nancy, but I can't understand why Mr. Harrington hasn't phoned. It's been 2 weeks now.
He might have gotten called back to Canada, Oliver, or any place.
Well, you would have thought he'd phoned us at least. There we were, all ready to tell him to go ahead.
Don't be impatient, Oliver.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nancy, but I can't even pick up a silver knife or fork without thinking...
I know, dear.
I guess I shouldn't have got all those travel folders about Canada. I guess that was asking for it.
It wasn't at all.
And I shouldn't have gotten those knee-high camping boots and that sheepskin jacket. But, Nancy, the man at the store said it was real cold in British Columbia. And if I wanted to hike all around the mining area, Nancy, what's the matter? Nancy?
Oliver, that old man sitting 3 tables over. Who does he look like?
Over where?
There, by the window. Oliver, I think I'm going to faint.
Where, Nancy?
1, 2, 3. Three tables that way. It's Mr. Ritter.
Well, it can't be Mr. Ritter. He's dead.
Then why is he eating a roll?
Nancy, you're...
Do you see him?
Mr. Ritter.
That's him, isn't it, Oliver?
Mr. Ritter.
Oh, heavens, I think he heard you.
It is him, Nancy. I'd never forget that face in 100 years.
Oliver, where are you going?
I'm going to find out about this. Hey, you, Mr. Ritter. Hey, wait a minute.
Are you addressing me, sir?
Mr. Ritter, you're not dead at all.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I think you've made a mistake. My name is Beauregard, Henry Lee Beauregard, ma'am.
Now, just a minute, Mr. Ritter.
Sir, I'll thank you to remove your hands from my person, kindly.
I want an explanation of this, Mr. Ritter. Mr. Headwaiter, sir?
Gentlemen, gentlemen, what is going on here?
His lawyer told us he was dead, and he isn't at all.
Sir, I'm only a helpless old man.
Gentlemen, if you do not go back to your tables, I will call the police.
Well, go ahead, call them.
If you provoke me, sir, I promise you...
Provoke him, Oliver. I think we'd better have the police right away.
Very well, madam, if that is what you wish.
Sit down, Mr. Ritter, till the police come.
Madam, can I prevail on you?
No, you can't, Mr. Ritter. You better sit down, like Oliver says.
Very well. I'm only a helpless old man. What else can I do?
Mr. Ritter, will you please tell us why Mr. Harrington said you were dead?
Sir, my name is Henry Lee Beauregard from Alexandria, Louisiana.
I don't think you ever owned a silver mine, did you?
No, I didn't.
I know it. Then why did Mr. Harrington...
Lower your voice, dear. Here comes the head waiter with the policeman.
What?
The policeman, dear. Here he comes.
Good. Officer, I think you'd better arrest this man. I don't know what for, but I've got an idea. He's done something pretty terrible.
It was soon obvious what Sam Ritter had done, and presently he was charged with fraud, as was Harrington. Both men, impressed with the evidence against them, pleaded guilty and were sentenced to 3 years in prison. For the present, Philip Harrington has finished his last will and testament.
Remember, friends, when you want a tasty treat that satisfies you without being rich or filling, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. There's lots of delicious, long-lasting flavor in a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Real taste enjoyment. And besides, you get satisfaction from the pleasant chewing. It gives you comfort, helps relieve tension, and helps to tide you over till mealtime. So do what millions do. Keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy and enjoy it every day. You can enjoy it as often as you want, because you know it's good and good for you. Inexpensive, too. Be sure to get Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Healthful, refreshing, delicious. In tonight's story, Paul McGrath played the part of Philip Harrington, Agnes Young was Nancy Elkins, and Bill Smith was Oliver Elkins. This radio dramatization for the FBI in Peace and War was written by Louis Pelletier. These programs are produced and directed by Betty Mandeville. All names and characters used on the program are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. This program is based upon Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. And the broadcast does not imply endorsement, authorization, or approval by the Federal Bureau of Investigation. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, the refreshing, delicious treat that gives you real chewing enjoyment, invite you to listen to next Wednesday's story, The Bookmakers, on the FBI in Peace and War. Same time, same station.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Here's how to take the handcuffs off your car's engine power. Simply use 2 tankfuls of Shell Premium Gasoline with TCP. You'll unleash up to 15% more power before you finish tankful number 2. And that's because the TCP additive in Shell Premium counteracts the harmful effects of engine deposits existing in 9/10 of the cars on the road today.